From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says he's working to persuade world leaders at the G20 summit in Russia that action against Syria is needed. The White House says the Syrian government is responsible for a chemical weapons attack against civilians, and it is seeking authorization for a military strike against Syria. Speaking a short time ago in St. Petersburg, Obama said he's got more work to do.
In the coming days, I'll continue to consult with my fellow leaders around the world, and I will continue to consult with Congress. And I will make the best case that I can to the American people as well as to the international community for taking necessary and appropriate action.
The president is scheduled to address the nation on Tuesday. No time has yet been announced. Majority Leader Harry Reid will introduce a resolution in the Senate today on the use of force in Syria. The Senate is expected to vote next week. It's not clear when or how the House will vote, as NPR's Elsa Chang reports.
Although the top-ranking leaders in both parties of the House say they're going to back the president's plan, it's not clear what good that will do. Even the House Democrats, who say they're used to siding with President Obama on most issues, are feeling extremely conflicted, like Hakeem Jeffries of New York.
Well, I think there's a great deal of uncertainty. The presumption will always be to stand with the president of the United States of America. But the fact remains that a significant number of our constituents are in opposition to the use of force, and that's also something that we have to weigh heavily before we make a decision.
So far, House leaders haven't said when they expect to vote. They may wait to take up whatever resolution passes in the Senate. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Western attempts to deprive Iran of funding for its nuclear program have been dealt a blow today by a European court. Terry Schultz reports the European Union has been ordered to lift sanctions on 7 Iranian companies suspected of helping atomic weapons development.
Europe's second highest court has ruled the EU failed to prove the 7 firms provide support for nuclear proliferation and it must unfreeze their assets. It's the second time this year the bloc has been ordered to lift sanctions on Iranian companies. The EU is considered likely to appeal the judgment. Meanwhile, EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, who facilitates international nuclear negotiations with Iran, has just announced she'll meet Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif later this month in New York to discuss setting up a new round of talks on nuclear disarmament.
We are always willing to listen to good proposals from Iran, but we really want to move now quickly to resolve this.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says Tehran is accelerating its testing of advanced nuclear capabilities. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Labor Department has released its latest report on the August jobless rate. The national unemployment rate fell 0.1% to 7.3%. Separately, the agency says American employers added 169,000 new jobs. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 7 points at 14,945. This is NPR. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Gabrielle has lost strength and is now a tropical depression. The storm is breaking up over the Dominican Republic. It should dissipate this weekend. Gabrielle has still brought heavy rain to nearby Puerto Rico. In the Pacific Ocean, the Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Lorena has reformed. This is just off the tip of Baja California. Lorena should make landfall by tomorrow. Top winds are about 40 miles per hour. NASA's latest lunar probe is set for launch tonight. The Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer will orbit the moon from as close as 13 miles. NPR's Joe Palca says its mission will last 100 days.
As the name suggests, the new probe will be collecting data about the moon's extremely thin atmosphere. It will also try to see if there is a thin layer of dust hovering over the lunar surface. If there is, it might explain a mysterious glow Apollo astronauts reported seeing when they visited the moon 40 years ago. In addition to its scientific objectives, the probe is carrying a prototype laser communication system. The launch will take place at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. This will be the first lunar mission flown from Wallops. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Voters in Australia choose a new government tomorrow. Polls suggest the ruling Labor Party will lose. One major issue is the carbon tax the Labor government imposed on major polluters. The government said it would cost people an average of about $100 a week. People claim it's more expensive than that. So many Australians hate the tax, it's led to the downfall of former Prime Minister Julia Gillard. The current Prime Minister is expected to lose. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from T. Rowe Price, presenting T. Rowe Price Connections, a series exploring opportunities in the global economy at TRowePrice.com/connections.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And we venture back now to 1961. Here is music from Etta James.
Thank you.
Brenda Boykin singing with the Johnny Nocturne Band from a 1992 release Nocturne had out called Waylon Daddy. That, of course, a number called The Blues Has Got Me. Boykin, a really, really fine blues and jazz singer from the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco. She sang at a lot of clubs there. She, of course, well, like so many ladies, she started singing gospel in church when she was young and ended up being a really, really fine singer for us quite a number of years. Before we heard Brenda Boykin with Johnny Nocturne, we heard Etta James. Etta kicking off the second hour of the Blues Box for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Etta from 1961. And she was doing a number called Next Door to the Blues. She got her start in L.A. around 1954 with the Johnny Otis Band. Otis discovered her. Back then, her name was James Etta Hawkins. And Otis was pretty sharp in having her sort of reverse that first name a bit, Etta James. We're going to turn next to, we're going to go back up the coast to the Bay Area this time. Music from Tommy Castro from his disc Can't Keep a Good Man Down. Very hot guitarist that's had a number of discs out over the years. We're going to go back to 1977 on a track from his disc Can't Keep a Good Man Down. Here's Tommy Castro here on KRVS with a cover of the Buddy Guy tune My Time After a While.
Now, baby, yeah, I think it's gonna be my time after a while. It's your time, it's your time. It's gonna be my time, my time after a while. But things don't change, baby. Yeah, I've got to move on down the line. I come home late last night. I don't know where she been. But the little girl's getting ready. Just going back out again. I said, wait a minute, baby. Just before you go, I sure won't even look at just. Wow, right on out the door. Your time is your time. But it's gonna be my time after a while. Things don't change, baby, things don't change. Yeah, I've gotta move, I've gotta move on down on the line. Thank you.
your time. But it's gonna be my time after a while. But things don't change, baby, and things don't change. It's your time right now, woman. It's your time right now, oh, baby. But I do believe it. I do believe it. Yeah, I think it's gonna be my time, oh, woman. Yeah, it is. After a while.
Support for KRVS comes from the Acadiana Center for the Arts, presenting Jazz at the Center, featuring vibraphone virtuoso Warren Wolf and his jazz quintet, Friday, September 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the James Devon Munkus Theater in downtown Lafayette. For tickets and more information, the phone number is 233-7060. The website is acadianacenterforthearts.org.
Funky baby, darling, crazy too. Had a dream last night, baby, that I was loving you. Well, I dream now, baby, you and I was all alone.
Get me a hot dog on the beer and make this dream last all through the year.
Hot Dog and a Beer, the late William Clark on blues harp and vocals with, on this particular track, Ronnie Earle on guitar. Before we heard William Clark, we heard Tommy Castro from San Francisco. Tommy doing a number written by Buddy Guy, My Time After a While. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to George Harmonica Smith, William Clark, also Rod Piazza, and others around the Los Angeles area that play blues harp. Invariably, they will cite George Harmonica Smith as a main influence. He was very, very big on the blues scene there, at least as sort of as a mentor and a stylist. He was originally from Arkansas, ended up growing up in Cairo, Illinois, worked all over the place, all over the South for a while with a gospel group in Jackson, Mississippi that ended up in having a big impact on his vocal style. And eventually he moved to Chicago. That was in 1951. And he ended up replacing Henry Strong, who was Henry Strong was the harp player that replaced Little Walter in Muddy's band. Strong had been knifed to death by his girlfriend, so George Harmonica Smith was invited to take the harp chair in Muddy Waters' band. Worked for Muddy maybe for around a year or so. Never did record with him, and ended up doing package shows with Jack Dupree and others, and settled in Los Angeles back in 1955, and stayed there for the rest of his life. He did work with Muddy Waters when Muddy toured out there. He did at least one tour with Muddy on the West Coast. We're going to listen to George Harmonica Smith on, of course, blues harp and vocals. Here he is from 1960 doing a number called Tight Dress.
Tight dress on. Hey, you with a tight dress on. Well, you fine looking woman, don't make me leave my home. Hey, you with that red dress on. I bet you somebody gonna start a fight for tonight, so hey, you. You with that red dress on. Look at that girl, look at that girl, look at her. You knew you're beautiful, baby. Gonna make me leave my home. Look out, I'm on my way, look out, I'm on my way. Now here she comes to the front. Hey, you. You with that white dress on. Well, you beautiful girl. Don't make me leave my home. Oh, yeah.
because they want to see a show. Who told you that I was fooling around? Whoever told you, baby, better get out of town. Some folks just ain't happy. Out of town.
From around 1955, that was Little Walter on blues harp with a number written by Willie Dixon, Who, and Robert Jr. Lockwood and Luther Tucker on guitars on that track. Willie Dixon was on bass. Before we heard Little Walter, we heard a gentleman that was definitely heavily influenced by Little Walter, George Harmonica Smith, who himself, as we've already noted, influenced a lot of Los Angeles area blues harp players. We heard George Harmonica Smith from 1960 doing a number called Tight Dress. And next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the guy that both George Harmonica Smith and Little Walter worked for a while, and that would be Muddy Waters. From 1951, here's one of the sort of visceral, gripping, bare-bones blues recordings of Muddy Waters. Muddy, along with Big Crawford on bass, doing Rolling Stone.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, love, oh, love, Shauna. I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just now left. Showing up and just not little. Showing up and just not little. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, my mother told my father just before I was born, I got a boy child coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Oh, well, he's a, oh, well, he's a, oh, well, he's a.
Thank you. call this number M.T. Murphy and Sonny Boy Williamson getting together. Oh, yeah, baby. From Chicago. Wow. 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 Give me one. Get together just before we leave town. Are you gonna get together just before I knew leave town and find some chick can turn our dapper down? I know you're lonesome. And you look like you said, because you haven't saw your baby, and I haven't even saw mine. Go on, you gonna get together tonight and have ourselves a wonderful time. All right.
From 1963, that was Sonny Boy Williamson II, along with Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar, a number called Gettin' Together. Sonny Boy, having first recorded around 1951, he had, of course, been playing blues for a long, long time. He was supposedly at the juke joint at Robert Johnson, where Robert Johnson took the poison that ended his life back in August of 1938. Sonny Boy Williamson, one of the great post-war World War II harmonica stylists. Before we heard Sonny Boy, we heard Muddy Waters from 1950. Muddy, along with Big Crawford, some really stunning, and again, the visceral-sounding slide guitar that was one of Muddy's hallmarks, that and his classic vocals. Muddy Waters with his very, very famous Rolling Stone. We turn next here on KRVS to another Sonny Boy Williamson tune, this time done by the group The Blasters. They formed back in the 1980s in L.A., and the mainstay of the group back then was Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin. Of course, Dave went on to quite a big career on his own. Phil stayed with the band. We're going to listen to them from a disc that they had out last year, The Blasters. The disc is called Fun on Saturday Night. Here they are with a cover of the Sonny Boy Williamson tune, No More Nights by Myself. Thank you.
not going to spend the night by myself. I'm not going to spend the night by myself. If I can't find my baby, I'll have to care somebody else. I sat up all night last night, haven't slept a wink today. All night last night, haven't slept a wink today. I can't find my baby. She's gone too far away. She's been gone so long, the carpet has faded on the floor. Long. The carpet has faded on the floor. If she ever comes back to me, she's not gonna leave me anymore. Had to left town.
Well, it have been a
money. Bought you clothes to wear.
Mississippi Fred McDowell recorded back in November of 1971, about roughly 8 months before he died. Really fine Mississippi blues man, recorded in New York at a club called The Gaslight, a number called White Lightning. Before we heard Mississippi Fred McDowell, we heard the band The Blasters from a disc that they had out last year called Fun on Saturday Night, and they did a cover of a Sonny Boy Williamson II tune called No More Nights by Myself. Next here on KRVS, Guy Davis has a brand new disc out called Juba Dance. From that disc, here's Davis on guitars and banjo and vocals with an interesting little number called Lost Again. Again, Guy Davis.
Thank you. Woke up this morning, didn't feel right. Then the mirror looked like a ghost. My eyes is bloodshot, bloodshot red. No, I drank way too much whiskey last night. In my room, you know I'm feeling just like hell. You know I drank way too much whiskey last night. Last night. Last night. Last night. Oh yeah. Stayed out late till the sun came up. Got sloppy drunk, had to stumble home. Couldn't get the key in my front door. You know I drank way too much whiskey last night.
Too Much Whiskey, Joe Falisco and Eric Noden. Falisco on blues harp, Noden on vocals and guitar from a disc called IC Special. These two guys out of Chicago, some really, really great players. And before we heard Joe Falisco and Eric Noden, we heard Guy Davis from his brand new release, Juba Dance. He did an interesting tune called Lost Again. And we're going to turn now back to, we're going to go back to Mississippi. I have some Mississippi blues from the late R.L. Burnside. This is some early R.L. Burnside, recorded back in 1967. R.L. was from Oxford, Mississippi. It was sort of endemic of the evolution of country blues, of hill country blues in Mississippi, somewhat raw in some regards, but often very, very soulful and often very powerful. Here is R.L. Burnside, again from 1967, doing a number called Mellow Peaches.
Don't jump, Peacha. They look mellow, hanging way up in your tree. Don't jump, Peacha. They look mellow, hanging way up in your tree. Babe, I know they're sweet. I'm gonna get me a step ladder, baby. Climb up on your top limb. Atlanta, baby. Clamber for your top limb. Get them on your yellow video. Yeah, it's gonna be too bad, Jim. Every time I decide to climb your tree, babe, I wonder what make you smile. Every time I decide to climb your tree, babe, I wonder what make you smile. Them on your yellow pejo, babe, I know they're sweet and mine.
Once again, that was R.L. Burnside from 1967. Originally from Oxford, Mississippi, R.L. passed away in the year 2005. He was quite a character. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And at 7 p.m. tonight, do stay tuned for Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Also streaming live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Listeners like yourself keep us on the air with annual contributions. Thanks to all of you out there who are doing that, helping us out and basically keeping us on the air. Those of you who aren't yet contributors, please consider doing so. We have to have an increasing membership base, and we need that public support. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is currently 11 a.m.